Everything looks good.
Okay, I'm recording too.
Woo!
And just get a lot of aim and stuff.
Woohoo!
Radio podcast!
Yeah, on the internet, as live as we're ever gonna get.
Word. What is your podcast called?
What?
I don't even know. Yo, this is Shinobi on Letters versus Numbers. What is up? Yeah. There we go. See, now I got the energy going for it.
Now well, it's like you understand. It's like you've been there since day one.
For real.
Didn't you say to Shinobi how it works, like the introductions and playing songs and everything?
Yeah, you should do that too.
I don't know. I think you might get the grasp of it quicker than Chibima did.
Okay. Shut up. I know how to work a sync, so if it's anything like a sync, I can do this.
Fuck you too.
Nice.
Just like a sync.
Oh, okay.
It is a sync. And get a light
That's
cigarette
gonna be
real
the reveal
quick,
at the
and
end
then
of the show.
We'll start, I guess.
Okay.
What right. song are we starting with?
Yeah, what song are we starting with?
We start with the overture, because it's an overture.
Makes sense to me.
All right,
cool.
Well, when we start, I'm going to introduce myself, then Mr. B introduces himself, and then I guess we'll go Ma, then Shinobi.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Sounds right to me.
I'll be back in a sec.
All right.
Plus, we're keeping all this recorded filler for, like, outtakes.
Outtakes are good.
Woo! Outtakes for the win!
I think we have, like, an hour of outtake footage from the last podcast.
I still haven't gotten those outtakes. I want those outtakes.
I don't have it either.
Every now and then when we record something and somebody says something hilarious, like, we keep it and, like, put it in the track again later. It's good times. Especially when someone fucks up a line and they just say something that sounds really funny.
Right, I'm back.
Yay!
Alright.
Welcome back.
Hooray!
Woohoo!
Right. What time are we starting? Just under 3 minutes mark. Right, cool.
Yeah. Alright, alright.
Want me to count you in?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, this is Anthony from Game Music for All.
And this is Mr. B from England.
This is Chibi Ma.
And this is Shinobi Onibocho from Krondor Crew.
Yeah, there's four of us today. Three wasn't enough.
No.
And Ma...
The party
and
is
Ma
ready.
Is from anything?
She's not from anything, though.
No.
No. I'm from the stick cam room, but I've said that before already, so...
Word. She's gotten progressively less famous since the last podcast.
Damn.
It's true. We went on Internet Movie Database and typed in Chibima, and those popularity points that they have that nobody understands went down.
Damn.
Oh my.
I know, right?
I heard she's a blogger for Game Music for All, but who reads that? I mean, I don't read any of that, so...
What's to read?
Yeah.
A chiptune album came out. Like, I know a chiptune album came out. Lots of them came out.
I think they're starting beef with us. I don't know. I get the feeling.
Not quite.
I'm going to write a blog about it.
Just like,
best defense.
Write a huge blog. Damn, Shinobi and Mr. B. We'll
call that whining, not
Dear
beefing.
Dear Live Journal.
Dear Live Journal.
You'll never believe what those jerks said to me today.
Damn them.
Well,
the
first song...
not Live Journal anymore.
The first song you heard was the I Fight Dragons Overture version 1.0 by I Fight Dragons.
Right on.
And yeah, that was the first song.
That's not really putting a lot of confidence in the song, calling it version 1.0. It's like... Yeah, it's done. We're probably going to make a better one.
It definitely is some trepidation with that title.
Well, at least it's 1.0, so it's public release.
Yeah.
They didn't give us the beta or something.
That's true.
Did we get to playtest this song?
I didn't get accepted into the playtest.
No beta?
Beta.
Fuck. Oh wow.
Closed beta.
Neither did I.
It was all politics.
Yeah, dude, I know what you mean.
They're like, we fight dragons, and I'm like, I fight gargoyles. And they're like, that's not good enough.
Yeah. Dude, I beat Dragon Warrior with my bare hands, and they didn't accept me. And I'm like, whatever, I'm sorry. I guess I need to personally know Trogdor or something. So, I don't know.
I'm so glad nobody screamed out Trogdor then. That would have really hurt my earphones. I think I would have probably died. This would have been the shortest.
I was really tempted.
Versus numbers.
You have no idea how tempted I was, though. But I was just like, no.
We don't raise our voices on this podcast.
No,
we edit it out later.
We're all sitting in like some really nice leather chairs right now, discussing politics and the economy.
I'm smoking a pipe.
Those are the outtakes.
Log? Can you put another log in the fireplace for me? Oh, that's swell. Thank you. All right. Cool.
I like the way the fire just plays on the eyes of the mounted, like, deer head.
It does. It really does.
Although I don't like that when it was stuffed with its mouth open, so it looks constantly furious. I think
it is a little
away
angry
from the chill atmosphere.
Yeah, but when it had its mouth open, I was able to hang my coat on it.
That is
nobody
true.
Appreciated that, except you.
And then you can always look back and look at it and just remember all those wonderful memories. Oh, look at it. Look at it riding in pain.
Do you remember when I shot it? That was so cool. It lived a lot longer afterwards than I thought it would. It was such a trooper.
Times.
It was a fighter. That's why it was such a trophy.
Even though, I mean, we could have probably shot an adult deer, but you know, that little baby deer, it did well, bless it. Its mother was pissed.
In my culinary arts, well, I don't have a culinary arts class. I have a bunch of students that are in a culinary arts program at my school, and like in my English class, like my teacher keeps referencing them, like. He's like, oh, this is a 5-point essay. And then he'll always go to the culinary arts kids and be like, so if you guys were writing a book on cuisine, what would you start with? Like, as if he needs to get their attention because they're going to do so much writing. And like, he's like, well, what kinds of meats are there? You know, there's this, there's fish, there's veal. And I'm like, oh, I love veal. Just like... Everybody's like looking at me, and some people didn't know what veal was. I'm like, it's baby cow. It's so fucking good.
I just imagine like no one's paying attention to Shinobi. Like he sits like in the bottom, like back row in the corner of the class.
I'm in the front.
And then
I'm in the front.
Well, like, stop ruining my scenario.
Okay, go ahead. All right, I'm in the back. I'm in the back. What am I doing?
I just imagine, like, he's talking to them about. Like, the teacher's talking to the kids in the front about Phil or something, and then Shinobi in the back, I love Phil! Like, he has a fork and a knife in his hand.
Yeah, like, and a bib.
Like, no one's noticed him before that.
What the fuck?
He's got a shirt that's, like, got, like, a dead baby cow on it. And shit.
Crying cow
I only
mother.
Go to college hoping someone will mention Phil.
Yeah. That's what I paid
like,
for.
Girls, the cheerleaders sat in the front going, who's that guy? He likes Phil. Wow.
What? Phil? And then as we mentioned before, I bump into them and drop my women's rights like papers on the ground. I'm like, oh, this is my thesis for the class. Yeah,
it's about,
I really passionate belief in this.
It's about how much women rule.
I wish it was a matriarchy. You know what I mean? Like, I really.
What's so funny about that?
Nothing. What?
I don't.
No, it's a great way to pick up chicks. You know, like you bump into them at college and drop all your papers and.
Women's rights is serious business, guys. I wouldn't joke around about that, okay?
Would you joke about it to get laid, though? Like, think about it. Nothing sacred when it comes to that. Let's be serious.
But there's no such thing as, like... Well, that's a big fat lie.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say
just
that.
Just stop.
But I wouldn't use that to get with any chicks, because I wouldn't want to get with a chick anyway.
There's no such thing as what? Women's rights? Or what? Where were you...
No. I was gonna say like men's rights.
That's true. See?
Would that work? Like if a chick bumped into you and dropped her men's rights paper?
I'd be like, yeah, you're right. I feel subjugated. I feel like women rule me. And she'll be like, I know. I just want a man to just one day just tell me to go in the kitchen. And I'll be like, you are just speaking to me, and I feel it in my heart.
I feel a personal connection.
I just,
yeah.
Like someone finally understands the value of sandwiches and the making of them.
Damn. That is good stuff.
That's the title of the essay. I like why I wish I made sandwiches for a white male.
Yeah.
White male in particular.
Three steps behind me at all times. To the kitchen you go.
I walk behind so people know I'm inferior, and that makes me feel good because I know my place.
Yep.
I think
feel so outnumbered.
This would be a good segue to read out Chibi-Ma's Adventures in Stickam.
Oh,
the other
Sydney
night.
Boy again. Scrolling up. Okay. Here we go.
Cool. Right. We've rehearsed this, ladies and gentlemen, so this is going to be so super pro. It's right. Yeah.
Here we go.
Right.
Hi.
Okay.
So just for note, Shinobi will be playing the part of Sydney Boy, and Mr. B will be playing the part of Chibi Ma.
This is good stuff.
The role I was born to play.
All right. Starting at the top. Let me get in the mode. All right. Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Cool. Where are you from?
Alaska.
Sydney here. How old are you?
17.
Aw. When are you 18?
At midnight tomorrow.
Really?
Yes. Wink.
Happy birthday! Are you planning anything for your birthday?
What are you gonna get me?
What would you like, happy face?
Cyborg dong.
What's that, happy face?
Like what you got, but 50% better.
What makes it 50% better, happy face?
Circuits.
What do you do with it, happy face?
You put it all up in you.
Oh, man. Do you have an active love life?
Pretty active, considering I've got 2 kids. Another one on the way.
How young were you when you had your first?
14. Happy face.
Is your cam frozen?
Yep.
Can we chat one-to-one?
Call me when you're 28.
Why then?
You don't seem like you'd be a good father.
What makes you say that?
It's my mother's instinct.
What's your favorite position when making love?
The kitchen.
Standing up or on the bench, happy face?
Neither, at the sink.
From behind?
How would you be in front of the sink?
No.
Bitch, you need to know how to work a sink.
Beautiful. Applause track now.
End scene.
You know, do it.
Clap, clap, clap.
Oh. Hey, Talent Scout, here's this podcast.
Hit the ovation
if,
button.
Yeah, Hollywood's gonna come a knocking now.
Right?
Radio drama is back on top.
Where did I laugh? Let me see. I have to go back to find the line. What made me laugh?
If I ever, get into more conversations with other people like this, I will
we
definitely
we can make
send
a whole concept album. The Adventures
so
of Chibi Mar on Stickam.
Hell yeah.
Hacked out.
You're going to start actively looking for it now. You'll end up getting hooked. You'd be like, we've already released it. We don't care anymore. And you'll be like, no, this is brilliant. You totally wanted to fuck me, and I totally didn't want to fuck him back. It's excellent. We'd be like...
I'm tempted just to, like, leave him a comment, be like,
are we still
hey,
on for tomorrow?
This is yeah. me. You should check out this podcast.
I'm 18. Are you 28 yet? Hurry up. Wink, chibi ma.
Just fly over. I'll buy you plane tickets. I'll teach you how to work my sink.
How you been practicing with that sink?
I think that'll take us into a song quite nicely. God. What should we play?
Play one of mine.
I so.
Ooh, which one? Which one?
Mussolini's rap. Instructor Mussolini from Parappa the Rapper for PlayStation 1.
Nice. It's a classic. Enjoy.
It is. Good call.
Excellent
good work,
segue.
Team. Good work.
Okay, so now, like, after having heard that song, I'm just delighted. It makes me happy every time I hear it.
It is. It takes you back to my childhood, which is weird because I only play Parappa once.
Yeah. In high school... I didn't mean to. Men are speaking, Chibi, so if you want to let me go, I'll go first and then you can go. Okay. I played it when I was in high school.
That went down really well.
My friends were like...
That just slayed the room.
They were like humming.
Footsteps and then the door slams.
I heard lyrics from that game before I played it, is what I'm trying to say. And I was like, what the fuck are you people singing? And they're like, oh, it's this game, Parappa the Rapper. It's great. And I'm like, it sounds like it's retarded. And then I played it, and I was like, I'm hooked.
Parappa the Rapper, you are my guide.
He is. He believes.
And he I does believe.
I feel bad now. Chibi Ma's not talking.
You didn't give her permission yet. That's
oh,
why.
What? I thought you men were talking. I'm sorry. I shouldn't interrupt. My mistake.
You can talk now. I permit it. It's okay.
I was going to say, I have to make a confession. I have never played Parappa.
No one's going to yell at you. It's, like, hard to play it anymore anyway. Because, like, I had it emulated, and, like, it was offbeat. And you're, like, trying to play a rhythm video game. You're like, shit. And
I remember... I just used to have a big problem because it's called Parappa the Rapper, and a lot of people call it Parappa the Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it's called.
Right.
Parappa the Rapper. I'm gonna call it that from now on, Gino.
It's like, why don't you just go all the way, and then you can change the to duh, like D-A.
Yeah.
And it'll be totally street.
No, because that's too gangster. That would alienate the families.
From Dust Street.
Oh, because I actually loved the music to Parappa the Rapper, I was, like, digging up music for it, right? And I found, like, they made, like, a special album for the, like, as Parappa the Rapper, like, actual release with no game to it. And I downloaded it, like, this is going to be the best thing ever. But, like, the raps were, like, so, like, they were about, like, respecting your parents and being... home before curfew and stuff, and it was like the worst thing I have ever heard. Rap,
like that's like when wrestlers
complete
used to rap.
Antithesis of rap.
Yeah, you're like, whoa, isn't that what we're gonna rap about, Mr. B, on our positive role model track?
Yeah, pretty much.
See,
it's not that lame. It's not my concept. MC Lars might be on that. We sent him the beat. That'd be cool. Only so I can say, yeah, bitches, I'm on a track with someone way more famous than me.
Right?
Fuck your noise.
True.
Oh, you're famous, Mr. B?
I think he was saying this. That's why he got me on the track, is what he's saying, I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm super famous. I've been on the front page of YouTube, fuckers. Sense.
Word.
That's way famous.
Remember when you came back, when Mr. B came back, YouTube. And you did all that viral marketing before you came back?
What?
I was like walking through a subway and like I saw like the bee will return like spray painted on like a subway car. I was like, what the fuck? Is this like a new Batman movie? But then I realized, you know, that it was Mr. B. I was like, oh snap. His agents are everywhere.
Well, if you're gonna do something, you've gotta do it right, you know?
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm a talent. I need to be looked after and nurtured.
Word.
Gotta get the message out there, huh?
Yeah, gotta tell that story. what should we come back with?
I don't know.
Are we still talking or are we not talking? Like, did we play the song already?
Yeah.
Alright. So all this A material isn't going on the podcast?
Oh, I'll make another outtakes thing.
Yeah, I'll keep all the outtakes. So what should
send
we come
to
back
me.
With?
Did I send you guys the outtakes from the last one?
No, not yet.
I'll sort that out at some
greedy
point.
Greedy bastard.
Yeah, I listen to them on repeat outtakes over and over again. Not because I enjoy them, but because I know you guys want to hear them and can't.
You fucker.
I know, right? That's dedication to being a jerk.
I can imagine right? Mr. B just like cackling away in his room, be like, haha, I can listen to these and they
I
can't.
I hold complete dominion of letters versus numbers outtakes. But you could remake them yourselves if you were. So actually, you couldn't.
Remake or re?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, have you in possession of your own lyrics or your own lyrics, your own cast, your own take. What the fuck is it? Your own audio?
We did it all in song.
Right? You're like, hey, letters versus numbers. Yeah.
Ooh yeah. Say something funny.
We should.
Then we chuckle.
We should make a.
And they kept on running.
Good time.
We're gonna have to make a musical episode one day.
Alright.
I'm down with that.
Shinobi, you have no idea what I'm talking about them kept on running, do you?
No, you can fill me in.
No, it's so much more beautiful if you hear it in context. It's on the next podcast. Not that you listen, jerk.
Well, it's already up. Like, I posted the new podcast up this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
But not on MySpace, huh?
Nope.
Way to go. Way
I totally
to
forgot.
Go. Oh.
Well, anyway.
Not doing your job, Gino.
What
God.
What should we come back with, then? Like,
play my song.
Which one?
Which
Tetris
one?
Or Terra's theme?
Play Terra's theme.
No, play Tetris because we've just had a piano song.
All right,
it'd be two piano songs
okay,
in
we'll
a row.
Play Tetris.
Okay.
Fine.
Well, I guess we'll count Chibima in, and then she'll talk about Tetris.
That sounds okay. Good. There's a lot to say.
All right.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
And that was Tetris by 1UP Studios, and I really like the Tetris song, and I thought that gave a really cool remix and beat to it, and I loved all the different, like, sound effects they put in it, so.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
That game launched the Game Boy, I think, if you ask me personally.
Oh, I agree.
I think Tetris, it launched all of Russia.
Yeah.
That's true. Into space.
Like,
if
it brought
it
down
level.
Communism.
Yeah, it's one of the proud moments of
the
communism.
Cold War.
Communists were like, yes! Go Tetris! Woo!
We have something to sell now. We don't need to be communists.
Let's be capitalists.
It's their pride and joy.
Like the bread line short. The bread line shortened because everyone was at home playing Tetris.
Right.
Exactly. It stabilized the country, kind of. Yeah.
Dude, when I played that game, I would usually switch the soundtrack to Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, which they had on there as well.
What type C?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that was C music.
Yeah.
They did
That's
have
how I kicked
that too.
It when I stacked my blocks.
That was the debonair choice. I usually rock type B.
I was a B person.
It always seemed a bit more urgent.
Yeah, it was. It was like get to fucking work. You hear that on twice speed, you're like, oh shit.
I'm still from the Thugmaster J episode, we're still waiting on someone to write a college thesis on why different types of people use different Tetris music.
Huh.
Somebody needs to get on that.
It's like a personality.
Like, you know how there's introverted and extroverted people?
Yeah.
It's like Tetris A people, Tetris B people.
I'm ESFP, according to
listeners,
that.
Listeners, if you write that, we'll get you on as a guest host, even if you're boring.
Hi. My name is Buzz Killington.
Buzz Killington?
And I wrote an essay.
What?
He's a character
awesome.
On Family Guy.
I'm going to change my name to that.
You can't do it. He's copyrighted. He's copyrighted in his own drollness. He's like, I'm so boring that I am copyrighted.
You can change your name to copyrighted things.
Of course.
Somebody changed their name to Sony PlayStation. I read once.
That's a good one.
Ooh, PlayStation.
Ford, there's in what's it called? The Postman. This kid's name is Ford Lincoln Mercury.
I see. What?
Yeah, but it's like post-apocalyptic.
I like my name. I don't think I'm ever gonna change my name.
Chibi Ma is a good name.
Chibi Ma. Although I kind of do at times wish it was more Final Fantasy-ish, because that fits me more. But
Why don't you call yourself like Chibi Ma VII or something?
VII.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Seven.
Oh, so Chibi Ma, like Chibi Ma 7. Yeah. Doesn't need to make sense. Just pretend there were 6 Chibi Mas before you. No one's gonna ask.
Yeah.
But I'm the one and only Chibi Ma. There can never be another Chibi Ma.
Well, there might not be another one, but the previous ones are all dead.
True.
Because I killed them all.
Oh, God.
There are like 5 Mr. Bees.
Yeah.
Some of them a little more dirty than the others, like the website.
Yes. I'm so glad my rapper name is shared with a bondage website from Holland.
That's... Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
I've been having... That reminds me, I've been having so many problems trying to Google, like, rappers' names lately. Like, I Googled Mr. B, that's how I found his website affiliation. I was Googling Dr. Awkward, and there's about 35 Dr. Awkwards, and they're all on MySpace.
Oh, wow. Are you serious? That's funny.
Oh. Yeah. But the best one was when I Googled Whole Milk, and I didn't realize I didn't even think about his name.
Right, the connotation.
And the first, it took me straight to the Wikipedia page for milk.
Right.
It's like, yeah, the beats on this page are fresh.
I had a really strong desire to not link to his actual website and just link everybody to that Wikipedia page.
That'd be fucked up. But hilarious.
We should do that for everyone. Like, for emergency pizza party, we'd just link it to pizza.
Like Domino's.
Yeah. There's all sorts you can do. The possibilities endless.
Indeed.
endless possibilities.
That's like a tagline for a movie.
Or a game. I think that's more like a game. The possibilities are endless.
What was that game where the idea was there were like 20 different endings, but it was boring, so nobody saw any of them?
Chrono Cross.
Star Ocean?
Vagrant?
Star Ocean? Wasn't Story?
Vagrant Story?
No, Vagrant Story was pretty straightforward.
What was it? What kind of game was it?
It was a turn-based RPG. I'm pretty sure it was Star Ocean Story. Or Star Ocean Story 2.
Because I remember there was one on the made by Square for the PlayStation, and like it had 7 different characters that each had their own ending, and then like once you beat everyone's ending, you got like the whole real ending, but the game sucked, so no one ever
finished
it.
That was that fighting game. That was Egriez, or whatever it was called.
Urguys.
With the Final Fantasy.
No, it wasn't that one. It was an RPG. But yeah, I remember
Urguys. Was that any good? I quite liked the idea of a fighting game with
Urguys. Was okay. Terrible. Yeah, it was the only reason I liked it was because it was Final Fantasy, of course, but other than that, I was like,
Yeah, like, everyone played it just to play as the Final Fantasy character.
They should have just made the whole game that. I would have loved to be, like, fucking Reno tearing shit up.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dissidia's coming out soon, so I'm excited for that. That game's gonna be awesome.
There were loads of, like, Final Fantasy VII games that were coming out, and all of them turned out to be utter bollocks.
Yeah, I didn't even like Dirge of Cerberus, and I like shooting things.
I hated Dirge of Cerberus. It was like aggressively dull to play. It was a shooting game where there was nobody there.
I thought it was all right. I didn't think it was that terrible. It wasn't great, but it was all right.
In retrospect, it wasn't too bad, but you know, I just wasn't a huge fan.
I think everyone just played it for the story. I think
the story wasn't even that good. It was like totally like not important. Who was the chick
in the game who was like all like emo and crap, and she was like the sister of this one scientist chick.
That was Vincent.
Yeah. Huh? He said
fucking,
that was Vincent.
I don't remember. Oh no, it not Vincent. Vincent didn't have a sister. No,
it was actually Vincent. He was that emo chick.
Yeah. Is what he said. Oh. You got it.
Oh, whatever.
It's not as funny if I have to explain it.
I know.
Oh,
have
I'm
you
sorry.
Guys seen the Unskippables episode with Dirge of Cerberus?
Yeah.
It had to be the funniest thing ever.
I love Unskippable. Unskippable's hilarious.
Like, for anyone that hasn't seen Unskippables, it's basically like Mystery Science Theater 3000, but for video game cutscenes.
Oh, okay.
I saw one for their intro for The Darkness.
Okay.
Yeah.
That thing, that game, that was also a bit crap, but it had Micah Patton in it, so I played
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's why I played it too.
Yeah.
I'm in your head, Jackie. I'm like, hi, Mike. I hear you.
Sing
Let's
Epic
kill
for
shit.
Me, please.
Yeah.
Just once.
Yeah.
Faith No More got back together.
Really?
Well, sort of. They're playing Leeds Fest in the UK.
It's not bad. Did you hear him when he was singing for Dillinger Escape Plan? He's on like 4 songs. He does Will. He did the song Come to Daddy by Aphex Twins. You should download
That's
it.
That's cool. I heard him.
That is a classy song.
I heard him on this this like drum and bass song. I can't remember who the other guy was, but it was The Chemists. He was on a track with The Chemists called Lost Weekend, and
okay.
It rocks so ridiculously hard. I just
nice.
Want to find a Beatsmith one day and just go remake me that.
Right? Yeah.
I'll sing it the same. It's all like, ooh, ooh, I got your money. And stuff, except, like, sang well.
Right.
Pimp as fuck.
Good stuff.
In fact, fuck this noise. I'm not going to play my other song. I'm going to play that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do
yeah.
that. Maybe.
You can't just go off the cuff like that. This is a tight ship we run.
Oh, I'm a wild one, Gino. You knew that when... You knew the risks when you took me on board.
Right?
I'll have your badge for this.
Turn. You're off the bowling team now.
I got the mayor on my ass. He's saying, play the real songs.
You're a loose cannon.
Property jam damage.
B, are you drunk? We told you not to drink anymore on this show. What the hell, dude?
It's just the pain of being a podcast producer.
Yeah.
I, like, spend a wild night, you know.
Gallivanting?
Drown your sorrows.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I can't sleep for the nightmares, so I have to douse myself in whiskey, essentially.
Hell yeah.
I don't even drink it. I've just got a keg rigged up to my shower, and I osmose it in.
Right. Yeah. It's really the smell of being drunk that mixes well with depression. It's not like you don't need to drink.
It helps with the chicks as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No doubt.
They know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what helps with depression?
What?
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, because no one can be as depressed as the characters in it.
Pretty much.
That's why you feel better. You're like, oh, wow.
Oh,
that's pretty chill.
Actually, you know, Final Fantasy VII really did bum me out a little while ago. Like, you know, when I was offline for a bit, I was playing
yeah.
a lot of Final Fantasy VII, and, like, you know how you can get Omni Slash on disc one?
Hell
if
yeah.
If you uh-huh. just spend fucking ages at Gold Saucer. I found the quickest way to, what you call it? Yeah, that's the one. The
Sorry.
Quickest way to get the money up was to do that stupid basketball game.
And just hold down A
yeah.
or something like
I just
that.
Played it over and over and over again. I got the timing perfect. So, like, I rigged up my television. So, like, Final Fantasy was still going.
Yeah.
But I had a DVD on. So I just put this DVD on while pressing A or circle even over and over again. And, like,
right.
the movie finished and I came back. And I had, like, 1,000 battle points or something. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
It's so funny.
You're doing the right thing playing Final Fantasy VII.
No, well, it didn't even work. I went into Battle Square and I got unlucky like 4 times in a row.
No.
And then I did the maths and I realized I didn't have enough like gamer points left
yeah.
to get.
You should have played
slash, so
you should have
like,
played Mog House.
No, Mog House is too slow.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Mog House takes
it
a
is.
While to win, yeah.
Mog House takes like 10 minutes to get fucking 10 GP.
But it's the best. Help Mog get laid.
I know, right?
I didn't understand how that game worked at first. Like, I was just playing it, and then at the end, like, I had no idea what I was doing, and then it's just like, Mog is too fat to fly.
No!
Like, you fat son of a bitch!
Gino!
I've been playing for 15 minutes!
You're too much of a fat ass to get laid.
Yeah, come on.
That's art imitating life.
What lady's gonna want you, you fat ass?
And then when he does get laid, though, all these, like, Moogles are, like,
running out of every
fucking
orifice,
coming out
yeah.
of the tree.
I know, like, damn, you got laid once, that's enough. Yeah. Have a sandwich or something, jeez.
I want an actual game of that. Like, actually, like, go to an arcade, and then there's Mog House just, like, sitting there.
Yeah, right. You're right. Sometimes I really get the urge to keep pressing a button until a little kitten dances at me,
yeah.
and then it fucks.
We should pitch this.
No.
We should pitch this to, like, Capcom or something.
Let me get
Capcom
Square on the phone.
Yeah.
No, Capcom would do it. It'd be like they'd license it as well.
Yeah.
So it would be like, get Wolverine laid.
Yeah.
Square doesn't listen to anyone. They only listen to themselves. They don't bother with anything else.
Who?
Like, we're too high and mighty to deal with anyone else.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. Square.
Square. Well, if you had, like, bad run-ins with Square before.
No. It's just, well, if you, like, ever pay attention to the news or anything, like, I don't get me wrong, I love Square Enix, but they're just so, like, elite. Like they can't deal with, like, doing anything else with other people. For example, like, Video Games Live. Like, if you know what Video Games Live is, it's
yeah.
basically a video game concert. And they play all this music from all these video games, right? And while they're playing the music, they show all the footage.
Yeah.
But they never show any footage from Square Enix. And that's because Square Enix says, no, you cannot show our footage. That is for us to show and not for you. But everyone else is cool with them showing footage, but not them.
That's funny.
And,
I
like,
didn't know that.
Currently they're trying to take over, like, another company called, fuck, I'm gonna screw up the name. Eidos?
Eidos?
Oh,
I know what you're talking about.
Those guys. I hate Eidos.
No one likes
yeah.
them anymore
yeah, so
anyway.
They ruined the video game scene in the UK. They fucking killed it.
They
but,
made
yeah,
Lara
so,
Croft.
No, they... It was Core Design that made Lara Croft.
Okay.
And then they...
Eidos published.
They bought Core Design and then broke it down. And Core Design had some cracking little franchises.
Okay.
I used to play Core games when, like, I had an Amiga. And stuff, and they were great. There were games like fucking Bubble and Squeak. Like, you know, like all the old 2D platform games where it's like really vivid colors, and because it was only made by five guys, like some of the ideas could be a bit out there.
Yeah.
And stuff. It was like games like that, and then Eidos came along, and they were like,
they ate them.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah.
They're just gonna make Tomb Raider
well,
forever.
Yeah.
Currently, Square is gonna take over, so.
That's a match made in heaven. I don't know why Square are so high and mighty. They haven't made a good game for a decade.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
It's because they're you know, they are a pretty big company, and they do have a lot of games under their belt. And, yeah, they haven't made a good game in a long time, but I don't know. It's just how
it'd
they run,
like,
I guess.
It's kind of like Namco going, fuck you, bitches, we make Pac-Man.
Yeah.
I think Taito's
well,
been
like,
doing that with Space
got,
Invaders
yeah.
for 30 years.
Who have? Temco.
Taito. They made Space Invaders. And that was,
oh,
like, 30
Taito,
years ago.
Some of the worst games I've played have been by Taito. Like, when the N64 was out, and all the games were still, like, ridiculously expensive, no matter what they were.
Yeah.
Like, the Taito games were still only being sold for, like, 10 quid.
That's
or,
funny.
Like, 20 bucks, I guess, because they were so aggressively awful.
It just made you
I
puke violently
games,
for a half
though.
Hour.
I just imagine them getting in a room, like, all right, we're not going to leave till we have a game nobody wants.
Yeah.
Our goal this year is to make the shittiest game ever. Yeah.
We want to make sure everyone that buys this game regrets it immediately.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Sonic Team are doing, isn't it?
Yeah,
but Sonic Team isn't really Sonic Team anymore. Like, all of the people that made the real Sonic Team games left, like, 10 years ago. It's just like,
I can imagine them all, like, I can imagine all them, like, taking bets. Like, okay, who wants to bet how many, you know, games we're going to get returns on? And people start putting in bets.
That's actually right. How they're making their money, because they bring their friends in from outside. Like, yeah, come in the office, play this game, and then take bets on how many bad reviews it's going to get.
They're running a pyramid scheme in there.
That'd be good.
fuck Sonic Team. I played fucking Sonic the Werehog. That was awful.
Yeah. I just, like, every time, like, everyone still gets excited for Sonic games. Like, in our hearts, we're like, maybe they'll actually listen to us and not stop being retarded and make a Sonic game that is alright.
No, it's not gonna happen.
It's the same with Rare as well. Like, every time Rare brings out like, a platform game, I think, oh, awesome, this is going to be Banjo-Kazooie again.
Right.
It never is.
I wish that they'd make Conker's Bad Fur Day into a franchise. That'd be good.
I wish they'd make more Blastcore games.
They need a new Blastcorps, definitely.
Blastcorps is my favorite game, I think.
Yeah.
I want a Killer Instinct game really badly.
Aren't they making that? That's a good idea. They keep
saying they will, but they haven't. Like, for the past few years, they're like, oh, there's a possibility we're gonna make another Killer Instinct game. And I'm like, okay, well, do it!
Right?
It's gonna end up like Duke Nukem
delaying
forever.
It. Yeah, I know. So.
They should call it Killer Instinct Forever, then.
Yeah, they definitely should. It's called Killer Instinct Forever, because once you buff in a combo, it'll just keep beating the guy up forever until you turn your console off. Like, that's it. If you do this move, you essentially both lose.
Yeah. Like, free.
The nobody wins combo.
Yeah.
Screw everyone over.
But fuck this noise, I'm going to bed combo.
Damn.
When's it gonna end? I don't know.
It doesn't. It's on a loop.
Maybe wait just a little bit longer.
Like, people have owned the game for a week and they're still on their first match.
Yeah. That'd be it.
They leave it running, they wake up in the morning, they look over. Huh. Still going.
Like, dude, I've been playing this game all week. Like, how many wins do you have? None. How many losses
all
do you
have?
All I did
was press light jab. I pressed light jab once and it just won't fucking stop. And another guy's like, you think that's bad? I just pressed block.
Wow.
Block for eternity? What the heck? You just like stand there just like block. Oh, that'd suck.
That would be no fun. Yeah, no, today's show is not sponsored by Rare. Unless they remake Blastcore and Conker and get the rights back to Donkey Kong and make another Diddy Kong Racing, except not make it aggressively easy. I went back and I played Diddy Kong Racing, and like, I'm really tempted to just pay a child to do the first fucking 6 or 7 worlds for me, because they're so boring. You can press A, not move at all, crash off the side of the wall, like all the way around, and you still fucking win.
The Super Mario Kart was similar. Like, there was certain times that you had to try, but otherwise you're just like, yeah, I crashed, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
I remember there were some, like, glitches in Super Mario Kart that would be, like, really annoying. Like, you'd just be racing normally, and then you look at the map on the bottom screen, and the next thing you know, like the person at first is, like, half a lap ahead of you for no reason.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, another thing, it did cheat, because, like, if you were too far ahead, it would make the other carts go faster.
Oh, I hate that. I was so mad every time that happened.
That's
I was
why you
like,
get
no,
that,
fuck
you get
this.
That red shell.
I'm
that's
ahead.
All, that's what it's
they should
all about.
Not be going any faster.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
you
just wait.
Keep it, you hoard that motherfucker.
The time is right. I will unleash this. I loved battle mode.
When you played against your friends and you were in first and you got, like, a red shell, would you, like, stop just to wait for them to pass you and
hell
hit
yeah,
them?
Duh.
And
oh, of course.
My favorite thing to do if I was really far ahead would be to get to the finish line and then sort of turn round, like, before I crossed it, and then as they were coming, I'd, like, fire a shell, then reverse
That's
over.
Fucked up. That's awesome.
Oh, my
I still
God.
Do it, except they changed the mechanic on the one on the Wii, so, like, I was doing it the first time I played it, and I was like, yeah, I'm a fucking Mario Kart master.
Yeah.
Got to be, and there was a bit of money riding on it because we'd not played it, so I figured it was even. And I got to the end, and I was like, ha, fuck you, bitches, the money is mine. And I fired off a shell, but they changed the mechanic, so it like went forward a bit and then it came back.
Oh.
And because it didn't have room to move at all, it hit me, and I was like, fuck.
That's terrible.
And I, like, everyone just zapped past me, and I ended up being fit.
That's terrible.
And I've been chilling at the finish line for, like, 15, 16 seconds, just going, ha, flipping the V's at everyone.
Right.
Fuck that game.
That's terrible.
Mario Kart's one of the most, like, anger games ever, I swear to God. Like, everyone else complains about, you know, like, how the news always, like, complains about how, oh, you know, Grand Theft Auto brings out the anger in kids and all that. All I know, fuck that. Mario Kart does, alright? Mario games and, like, fucking Donkey Kong games are the only games I actually truly, like, got pissed at.
Aww.
I got really pissed at just most racing games. Like, Mario Kart, especially, because, like, I'm really good at racing games, but the items make it so incredibly random that you never know if you're gonna win or not.
Okay, yeah.
See, I suck.
I kind of like that, sort of. Well, if they do it right.
In a party atmosphere, like, that's really fun, yeah. Because, like, if you keep losing, you don't want to play anymore, you know?
Yeah.
But if you have, like, money riding on it or something... It's pretty frustrating.
Yeah, in hindsight, that was probably not the best idea. Well, I think we're ready for another song, because we've talked for 20 minutes or so.
Alrighty.
What should we have? What should we have?
You guys want to do a robot song? I got an awesome techno track on there.
Ooh, yeah, let's go for song. It. Tell us about the track, Shinobi.
Okay. What you are about to hear is... the music from the original Armored Core game. It's called Reshape Memory Alloys, or just Shape Memory Alloys, and it is the bomb. The favorite thing about the track is basically that it's a composition of music that was designed to loop, so it's just looping forever. Like, I know, like, a lot of prior games did that, but, like, it's like a techno-era song, and you had to listen to it for a long amount of time and still be interested in what you were doing. And, like, in my own memories, like, I can remember just, like, playing that game and, like, building a sweet mech and then, like, painting him and moving him around and stuff and being, like, listening to that track.
Enjoy.
Nice.